Blackstone Audiobooks presents Cruzat and Maria by Peter Bowen. Chapter 1. Dupre limped into the Tucson saloon. He slid up on a stool, wincing. "What the hell happened to you?" said Susan Klein, not looking up from her knitting.
"Shoeing horses," said Dupre. "One of them, he don't like it so good."
Susan nodded.
"How bad?" she said.
"There is this sound," said Dupre, "when his hawk hit my ribs, like when you crunch carrots, your teeth."
"Coughing any blood?" asked Susan Klein. She still didn't look up from her knitting.
"No big clots," said Dupre.
Susan nodded.
"You want sympathy or a drink?" said Susan.
She frowned at the wool in her hands.
"Both," said Dupre.
Susan put her knitting down on the bar top. She went to the well and put ice in a tall glass with whiskey and water. She pushed the drink over to Dupre.
"You poor old son of a bitch," she said, looking at him mournfully.
Dupre nodded. He drank. Susan went back to her stool and sat. Click, click, click went her needles.
"Harvey Wallace called for you," said Susan. "He said he will call back."
"I am dead, tell him, very sad, but the funeral is tomorrow," said Dupre. "Harvey fucking weasel fat Wallace," Dupre thought. "Blackfeet FBI agent, never calls me with any good news."
"That would be telling an untruth," said Susan Klein.
"Okay," said Dupre. "I will tell him I am dead."
"Ow!"
He rubbed his ribs.
The door opened and a couple of ranchers came in.